Celebrate the historic 100th Greeley Stampede, June 23rd through July 4th, featuring concerts, rodeo, carnival, and more. Tickets available at GreeleyStampede.org.
After the 1 o'clock hour, welcome back to the show. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Game five tonight between the Colorado Avalanche and the Tampa Bay Lightning. Man, it's been a ride, hasn't it? This Avs team. Okay, they're up 3-1. There's no way they're gonna lose the series now, right? I mean, the Method Flow Products poll question is: are they gonna go ahead and win the cup tonight? Is there any part of you, if they lose, do you get a little worried? It'd be like the St. Louis situation. Lose at home, then you still got to go to Tampa Bay. Could Tampa Bay win and even this thing up? So tonight's pretty significant. If you lose this game, you do bring game six back to Tampa Bay, which you think happens, but Colorado wins in Tampa Bay, which they have been amazing on the road this year.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's over. I mean, don't have a worry in my mind. I have them losing tonight, yet I still have them winning the series.
Do you think?
I mean, they're better on the road, too.
Well, yeah, they've only lost one, right, on the road?
Yeah.
They've only lost three in the damn...
I kind of want to see a game six in St. Louis, though, because... wherever the heck they are, Tampa Bay.
The hot place.
But because Tampa Bay has only lost one game at home to the Avs, and the Avs have only lost one game on the road to Tampa Bay.
Listen... there is that part of me that wants to see more hockey, but I don't want to take any chances. I've had fun. You guys have been listening to this show for years, and you know this. I'm not Mr. Hockey Guy. But can I say a few things about that, Jades? Like, this is for the die. I tweeted this out. The diehard hockey fan. Like, this is so much fun, dude. How many times, Jades, when you go, I went to the Rockies game last week. Dudes are just decked out in Avs gear. People are in Avs gear in Denver, walking around. We went to a restaurant nearby. People are cheering, slapping high five, having a fun time. And then you get diehard hockey guy or gal. My guy Tanner of Good Morning NoCo has a Twitter follower that every hockey take he has or tweet, she just lights him up. Oh, Mr. Football Guy has time for hockey, stuff like that. And I finally got enough of it because... do you want to know why the NFL is king? Because it attracts the casual fan. Because it doesn't matter. When the season starts, you might not know very many things about football, but you know Russell Wilson. My mom does not watch football, right? She knows Russell Wilson, and now she's excited to watch the Broncos. And now I could say, Mom, get off the bandwagon. If you weren't a Broncos fan with Drew Locke and Teddy Bridgewater, you can't be a Broncos fan with Russell Wilson. That's bandwagon. You need to embrace it. That's how your sport grows. So stop complaining.
Well, I think a big part of that is NFL has mastered quality over quantity. I mean, baseball's got 162 games, whereas NFL's playing now 17, but there's 17 good games. Mm-hmm. It's not like... they're just throwaway games. I mean, you're excited every week
it's championship,
for that game.
Yeah, it's a championship opportunity. I mean, I'll admit, what moves the needle for my show and most sports shows across the country is football, baseball, basketball, football, NFL, college football, baseball, basketball, college basketball, and then hockey. That's typically, again, if you disagree with me, go listen to national shows throughout the country. And, yeah, we're talking Avs heavy here, but nationally, outside of Tampa Bay and Colorado, are you hearing it a lot on your everyday national programs? It depends, but typically football, basketball, and baseball, those are going to be your kings. How do you grow this thing? By welcoming in the casual fan. The more the merrier. The Well County Swami says, can't have fun if you're just jumping on the bandwagon, apparently. And that's just so stupid to me. Like, trust me, there's a time where you follow CSU, and I follow David Roddy closely, and then I bring people on to talk about something else, and then they bring up CSU and Roddy and say something like, you know, did you know that he played football? We all roll our eyes when we're watching CSU play and you hear the national broadcaster say, did you know that David Roddy played football? And those of you that are not new to this knew exactly that David Roddy played football. But I don't get too mad about it. I joke about it. But at the end of the day, a national media team is covering your school, your guy. So I always just caution fans, have fun with it, sure, but let's not get to the point where we're like volatile, you know, where we're like, oh, you haven't been here since day one. You can't enjoy the playoffs now. You can't enjoy the Avs team. Why not? You got to start somewhere. How many Broncos fans were born when they won their first title in 98? Oh, wow. The Nuggets. You won't see steam picking up for the Nuggets until they get to when they got to the Western Conference Finals in the bubble a few years ago. Suddenly, people were talking about Joker and the MVP. It takes success to grow your sport, and it takes fans to follow said success. Like, just give me a break, diehard hockey fan. Let's all enjoy it. Like, I, for one, like, my mother and father-in-law, okay, they are not big sports people outside of maybe the Broncos. But when we sit down and they ask me a question about Joker, I light up. I'm like, yeah, he's awesome. You guys should get into this guy. He's really fun to follow. He's a great role model. He's a great dude because they really appreciate players like that. I love telling the story of our teams. I love telling the story of Colorado State to someone that said, you know, I've never seen a CSU basketball game this year, but the way you talk about it got me excited. I want to go see them. That should absolutely thrill you. It should absolutely thrill CSU basketball. Do you think Nico Medved goes around and goes, well, we weren't packing Moby when we were winning 11 games my first year, you bandwagoners? Nope. Not how it works. Enjoy the coverage. The Weld County Swami, I can guarantee you, you'll watch more Avs now because of this run. Anybody that's been following the playoffs will now pick up more regular season games next year. I guarantee it. More meaningful games. You don't think that the first time the Avs get set to play Tampa Bay, regardless of how this thing goes down, first regular season game, you don't think that some of the casual fans that just watched this playoff series are going to watch that game, regular season hockey? We were all joking around the office, Jade. Clark and the coach, Clark's a diehard hockey guy, but Coach Bruce Dick, he's Mr. Basketball. And baseball, obviously. He's a big baseball guy. He's a big sports guy, loves football too. But he was joking in the hall the other day, and he's like, you know, I've actually watched like half a dozen or so playoff hockey games that didn't involve the Avs. Because you started getting a taste for it. You watch the Avs and you're like, this is cool. All right, I'm into it. And then you suddenly find yourself watching other playoff games play out because potentially that's who the Avs could play or whatever. That's how it should go. That's how this should work. You should absorb it, man. Enjoy the spotlight on your teams. If you're Tampa Bay and you're Denver, you should enjoy what's happening right now. There's going to be a parade, assuming that the Avs can lock this thing up. I saw, where did we do the huddle? The college coach huddle, front range huddle thing. Is it the tavern in Denver? Blake Street Tavern? That guy, I follow him on Twitter. He had some controversy, but actually he and I are good now. The great plays. But he's already set a date. I'm going to go find that. Jades, can you give me some? I want to find it because he set a date for the. He already set like a special for the parade date. Let's see. I got to find it now. Okay, now I don't see it. Now I don't see it. I heard that then, I guess. No, it's gone. It's gone forever. Maybe it's a rumor. Maybe it's a rumor, Jades. Thank you for the efforting music. No more efforting on that. But people are pumped. And you should. I want to see casual fans out there. I want to see youngsters out there that have never watched hockey. And now we're into it. It's fun. We've been joking back and forth with Clark, our resident hockey guy. And he's like, wow, you guys actually have been watching this stuff religiously. And it's been a hell of a ride. And part of me wants this thing over tonight, but part of me wouldn't mind seeing a game six. Because, Jades, let me ask you this. You're a baseball guy. Are you really prepared to be done and put all your faith for the next month in the Rockies? All your sports watching? You watch other games too, though. You're an overall baseball guy. I don't watch outside of the market until the playoffs start.
Yeah, I like to watch what's going on. I mean, like, if there's a good pitching matchup, let's watch that. Like, I'm not going to watch the Rockies get swept by the Marlins when Garrett Cole is going up against Alek Manoah.
Yeah, but see, you have that luxury of being able to really get into outside market baseball. But for me, we're looking at it going, boy, we still got a month until the Broncos start training camp. So if the Avs do lose tonight, we'll stretch this thing into the weekend. And again, I don't want to take any chances. I'm rooting for the Avs to win. Even when I pick Tampa Bay to win, I'm rooting for the Avs to win. People just assume, Brady, you're not an Avs fan. No, I'm not a fan first. I am a fan. I don't want to deny that. A lot of radio hosts and writers and stuff I'm not a fan, I'm a journalist. No, I'll admit, I'm a fan. But I am a journalist or a talk show host first. I have to make my picks. How I really feel. And I felt like Colorado would lose game four, but they didn't. And I was rooting for the Avs to win. So here we are. Big one tonight. We got the Hype House coming up. We play clips. We have fun music. I want you guys to get in on this. This is going to be something that we do for all of our big games in the future. Broncos, Nuggets. If the Rockies ever have a big game ever in our life for the rest of our life. And of course, the Avs, CSU, CU. All that, man. It's going to be fun.
Well, and rumor has it, the songs are tailored to hockey specific.
You got some hockey songs. Like, you did a brand new one, huh? You put in the hours today.
There's some recycled parts, but there's some new songs.
The thing I love about Jade's, I didn't even tell him that's what we were going to do today. And he just was like, I know where Brady's going with it. And he just comes in and takes care of business. It's great work by you.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I it's a great show. It deserves great work.
Oh, Jades. I do have a question for you. Are you pausing the Avs game, recording the Avs game tonight? Because don't you have softball tonight?
I don't. Well, I did, then I didn't. We had to forfeit. No. The other team forfeited.
Losers.
And then I got asked to guest play on another team, but we didn't have enough players for that team either.
Well, then that's good, probably, because
yeah,
you go
so
and watch.
Yeah, so now I'm just going to go hang out at the Stampede. So, yeah, the Avs game will be recorded.
Oh, so you're going to – are you going to – Bradley,
I won't be watching Mr.
Paisley.
I won't. Be.
Almost called him Pasley.
Bradsley.
You're not going to go see him?
No, not my cup
of tea. Okay, so here's the conundrum then. I know my listeners, you guys are watching the game, but Brad Paisley, isn't he like a legendary country music guy? He's like one of the more popular country music singers. Yeah, you want to do it now? Isn't he one of the more popular country music singers? Do you have any songs of his up? I know a lot of people love him, and I've got a pair of tickets, thanks to Buildings by Design, sitting right here for Brad Paisley tonight. So you get to make that choice, Avs or Brad Paisley. Maybe we get some of those fans that are like, you know what? These are like maybe once in a lifetime for both. Like, how often do you get to see the Avs win a Stanley Cup? I'm not trying to steer anyone away from winning these tickets. I'm just curious. What are you choosing? All right, so let's do this. Brad Paisley, caller number six. I got a pair of tickets to go see Brad Paisley tonight at the Greeley Stampede. Caller number six, you're going to get him. That's the First Advantage hotline, 970-353-1310. That's 970-353-1310. Caller six, you get to go see Brad Paisley with Restless Road tonight at the Stampede. That place is going to be bumping. Caller 6, 970-353-1310. 19 minutes after the 1 o'clock hour, I'm going to get more on David Roddy. How does he fit in with the Grizzlies. How do the Nuggets view the rest of this offseason? We'll be right back. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. There it is, Jades.
It's baseball season, and the Colorado Rockies can be heard on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Harrison Wynn with DNVR Nuggets. You're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the 1 o'clock hour. It's been a hell of a summer, man. You know, seeing Trey McBride, well, not even summer, but spring, Trey McBride get drafted, David Roddy get drafted, and the Avs going this far, probably going to win their third Stanley Cup. It's awesome, dude. I mean, it's just fantastic. Russell Wilson is a... Colorado is bumping, isn't it? Russell Wilson is a Bronco. Hall of Famer, correct? Russell Wilson, Hall of Famer? Easy. Russell Wilson's a Bronco. Nikola Jokic is a two-time MVP, and they're a perennial playoff team. The Avs are a game away from hoisting their third Stanley Cup title. The CSU Rams just launched David Roddy into the first round of the NBA draft. And they just launched Trey McBride into the second round of the NBA draft. CU just launched Jabari Walker into the second round of the NBA draft. Wyoming basketball is going to be good next year. CSU basketball is going to be good next year.
The Rockies have a hurt superstar.
The Rockies are still a baseball team, correct? That's exciting. We have baseball in Colorado.
Yes.
Coors Field is a nice place.
Yeah. We have Coors Field.
Colorado could really become a sports state, couldn't it? Because the Broncos are king here, and there's hiking and fishing and all these other things you can do in this state. We're going to get to the point, man, where it's year-round. We're going to expect the Avs and the Nuggets in the playoffs. As long as Joker's there, and really with the Avs, as long as kind of your core, Nathan McKinnon and Landeskog and Jared Bednar and they're going to be expected to be. I mean, I want to talk about that, too. I haven't even touched that. But that decision, because we were off yesterday, that decision to start Darcy Kuemper, I said it on the show Wednesday, Jades. I said that could either be the defining moment in a potential dynasty for the Avs. If you start Darcy and he's terrible and then you got to go with Frankie, then you ruined both guys maybe potentially and then you go down. If you start Frankie instead of Darcy, then you've ruined Darcy's mentality going forward. You've probably said you're done with him. And then if Frankie struggled, it'd be hard to go back. After a terrible game three, right? Was it game three? Yeah, it was game three. Bednar stood his ground, even though all the outcry. I mean, there's so many people talking about how he made the wrong decision that Joe Sakic didn't get aggressive enough in getting a goalie because you can't win. Well, they were 2-1 at the time in the Stanley Cup final. But Jared Bednar instead made that decision to stay with Darcy Kuemper, and assuming the Avs lock this thing down in the next, at least one in the next three, that could be the decision. You go back and look, that was a crucial time in the Avalanche. And that Stanley Cup run may be a dynasty. We discussed this last week when you were out, Jades. Like, what makes a sports dynasty? Within this, you know, you got to obviously win within the same time frame, same kind of most of the cast, at least a couple of players. It's got to be multiple championships. Two championships, you're kind of like a semi-dynasty, we discussed. Once you get into that three over like a 10-year, within at least a 10-year window and the same cast, it's a dynasty. Could the Avs win multiple titles in the next 5-10 years? Well, then you get to the point where you got to keep everybody intact. You got to keep Kadri intact. You have to figure out what you're going to do with Darcy Kuemper. It's going to be fun tonight, though. 29 minutes after the hour, the Nuggets with their draft picks, happy for them. didn't put a lot of pressure on it. There was a lot of people that were pissed off last night about this draft. Again, I look at this draft like I looked at it from 2017 on. There wasn't a glaring need that I thought could be filled at 21 and 30 in the draft. Now, if they're pick 9, 8, 7, and they get a guy that probably could have been picked later in the first, yeah, okay, we're in business, but you're at 21. It's hard. Some people arguing, though, they should have just drafted Roddy. Roddy went to number 23. They could have had him. They could have had, oh, Noob says, could Christian Brown's mom be part of the Eaton Mom Club? Did you see? I'm not going to get too far into that, but did you happen to see Christian Brown's mom at the draft? Jades, go ahead. Go ahead. Shoot it to Google. See what happens. It's all over social media. Noob, you're probably right, my friend. 30 minutes after the hour, I have... Well, this is it. This is my final pair. We gave away Brad Paisley. Those lit up. We gave away rodeo tickets. Who wants to rock out? I got Stone Temple Pilots for tomorrow night, Saturday, June 25th. You won't have to worry about making a decision between this and the Avs. Tomorrow night, June 25th, Stone Temple Pilots going at it. That's an 8 o'clock show. Should be fantastic. A legendary rock group. Thanks to Buildings by Design for hooking us up with these ticket giveaways. Let's go caller number 4 on the First Advantage hotline. Caller number 4, these tickets get you in, too. Get you in. Go check out all the Stampede. Enjoy some great rock music tomorrow night. Caller number 4, 970-353-1310. Or toll-free, 877-353-1310. 31 minutes after the hour, the Hype House is coming up next. We're going to get you fired up for Game 5 between the Avs and the Lightning. Can they hoist their third cup tonight? We're going to find out soon enough. We're hours away. Cannot wait. 30 minutes after the hour, let's get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
Hey, this is Harrison Wynn with DNVR Nuggets. You're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KSKA.
Quick counterattack. It's Padre back in action, denied by Vasilevsky. Oh, what a play! Colorado thinks this is in. I think it is in.
Come on.
Okay, we're ready, folks. We are ready to go. Game 5, the Hype House is here. The Colorado Avalanche are one win away from winning their third Stanley Cup. They got Tampa Bay in Denver. That place is going to be a madhouse. So many stars have been aligning for the Avalanche, and I think we might just see more of the same. How about the winner of the James Norris Memorial Trophy, the top all-around defenseman each and every season? This guy has been amazing the last few years to watch. I think he might be a special player, folks. I don't know. What do you think?
McKinnon, Rantanen, Makar, he scores! Beautiful passing and a power play goal. Second of the period for the great Cale Makar.
The great Cale Makar, one hell of a player, and it's only going to get better. You're building around that guy. Keep going. This crowd's going to be nuts. There's going to be no melted ice in Colorado. It's going to be the smoothest ice you've ever seen. That means the Avs are going to be flying all over the place. And, well, who better to do that than the speedster, the leader of this team? He's not the captain, but he's the best player in hockey. Nathan MacKinnon.
Here's MacKinnon down the wing. And he scores! Nathan MacKinnon. And again, the Avalanche with the first goal of the game.
It's a fun poll question when you can ask who's better, Cale Makar or Nathan MacKinnon. Who's more valuable to the Avs? And doesn't matter. It's a good problem to have. Those are rich people's problems right there. Okay. Game 5. Take this thing, man. Just rip it away from the back-to-back Stanley Cup champs. do it. Start your dynasty. And you got to go with a guy that's been there for a while now, one of the building blocks, and that is Captain My Captain, Mr. Landeskog himself. Let's watch out. Let's see if he can do something pretty amazing tonight.
Miles can't clear. Good play by Rantanen. In the slot. Score! How did Gabe Landeskog do that? It was redirected wide. It looked like a dead play. And Landeskog somehow slivers it past the left skate of Sorokin and into the net.
There's our boy Mark Mosier on the call, the voice of the Avs. I don't know how he did it either, man, because there's some sensational things happening in this in these entire playoffs. The Avs are 15-3. What? That's like the second most dominating playoff performance in hockey history. Like one of them. It's up there. I think Edmonton only lost two, like in the 80s or something like that. It's absolutely crazy. And even if they don't win tonight, they're going to take this thing. They're going to win this thing. A guy I like to look at here, folks, is a guy that's been in the pressure cooker all playoffs long. Hurt his eye in the first series, was pulled in a couple of games. We didn't know if he was going to be the guy, but he absolutely was. He shut her down. Maybe outperformed Vasilevsky the other night. And that's the man between the pipes, Darcy Kuemper.
Darcy Kuemper makes three terrific saves. Turnover. Oh, and Kuemper with a stop on Nick Paul. Stamkos blocked stop. Kuemper looked sharp on that.
Yeah, finally. The man leading the team. The coach, the guy that's keeping this ship afloat and steady throughout, never looks rattled, and that is Jared Bednar. He's bringing the storm to Tampa Bay.
You know, but if you play with desperation, is there, you just got to let it storm? And
we're going to try to create a storm of our own, you know?
Create a storm of your own. Let's do this. Colorado Avalanche, Tampa Bay Lightning. Game 5. Well done, Jades. Perfect work by you. The hype house is all wrapped up, ready to go. We thinking the Avs are going to win this thing tonight? Jades isn't so sure. Even after the fire up there, you're not feeling it? I mean, look at all those clips you're playing. Look at how talented this team is. But you think that maybe Tampa Bay shows why they won 2 Stanley Cups?
Yeah, I feel a lot better about it after the fire up. I mean, maybe that's all I needed.
Well, there's just so much talent on this team. I mean, just ridiculous talent. I mean, Cale Makar and Nathan MacKinnon, those two guys are probably maybe the best players in hockey right now. And Cale Makar winning the Norris Trophy for the top NHL defenseman. And it's not necessarily as the best defenseman. He's the best offensive defenseman. He's just great at everything.
My only concern in this entire game is who's in the net for the Tampa Bay Lightning.
He's the best goalie. He was amazing the other night. Tampa Bay just couldn't give him any support. I tell you, once overtime hit, I knew it was over. The Avs, I was talking to Clark moments ago, Clark and the coach, and he said, it just looked like the Avs were out for blood. They were moving like we haven't seen in a while. They were so fast, relentless attacks on Vasi, and he couldn't do it alone. And Kadri sneaks that one up over the top, sticks it in the top of the net. Nobody even knew the game was over. You got Tampa Bay's coach bitching about the line changes and having too many guys on the ice. That proved to be silly. The Avs get it done. Let's get it done tonight. Colorado Avalanche. I like it. I haven't made my pick yet. I'm having a really hard time with this one. It's just, I thought desperation mode for Tampa Bay would be game 4 because you can't go down 3-1 with two opportunities to play in Colorado for the Avs. But I will say this, the pressure goes back to Colorado now because you're up 3-1. If you lose this game, you do send it back to Tampa Bay. And again, I don't know how important the home ice is compared to other sports, but, you know, still, you have to travel and you have to go to their home ice where they are apparently melting the ice and trying to slow down the Avs. You don't want to deal with that anymore. You just want to be done with this thing. So if Tampa Bay does force the game six, you go there, and then it sure is conceivable that the home team could pull one away, and then you force a game seven, and that's what it comes down to. I'm having a tough time, Jades. I kind of feel a little icky for saying this, but I kind of feel like Tampa Bay could take this one. But maybe you're right about the Avs going on the road, where they have been road warriors for the most part. You know, not they don't show any amount of being phased at all when they're on the road. So the pressure is kind of on Colorado, but at the same time, you got a few cracks at this. You have three. You got to win one of three. I suppose if anyone were to do the unlikely, it would be the team that's been here before, the back-to-back Stanley Cup champs, I suppose. But the pressure does, to me, shift over to the Avs because you're looking at the situation where you don't want to take this thing back to Tampa Bay. Your thoughts? Go vote at thewholeshow.com. That's our Method Flow Products poll question of the day. Shout out to Weldworks. Every single Friday, they got their new beer release at noon. So about an hour and a half ago, they just released another one. Dialed In Beer. They keep growing what they're doing. You got to check out the Annex. That double cheeseburger sounds fantastic right about now. It'll take you right back to your childhood diner. It's Dialed In Food now at Weldworks. Tell them we sent you here from the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. More kind of closing thoughts on David Roddy and the Nuggets going forward here as we wrap up the show. Where does David fit with the Memphis Grizzlies? You know, is he going to be an impactful player as early as next season? Ja Morant tweeted out to Roddy, and that's when I was like, dude, he's arrived. You got one of the best players in the league just tweeting you out saying, let's get it. Welcome aboard. That's crazy. That's first round stuff right there. That's greatness stuff right there. 46 minutes after the hour, it's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We're live from the Allo Communications Studios. It's Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
It's baseball season, and the Colorado Rockies can be heard on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Brian Howell, Colorado Buffalo's beat writer for the Buff Zone, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to the whole show. Jades, well done by you, my man. Great work as always. Another fantastic week of production behind the bulletproof glass. So you're going out to the Stampede a little bit this weekend? You're going to get out there, what, rodeo, watch some concerts, the rides, the carnival? That's what I was looking for.
Something like that, yeah. It's just, I don't know, a lot of people my age just go out there and hang out for
a
while.
You just got to go walk around?
Yeah, mostly hanging out around the carnival and whatnot.
Do you have any, like, go-to food that you're excited about getting out there?
Mm,
I think I like the turkey legs,
those goldfish,
man.
Sometimes looking pretty dang good.
Have you had a turkey leg from the Stampede?
Never.
Oh, my. Do you like... You're not a vegan, right?
No.
So, try a turkey leg. I just have to ask, because I don't want to force somebody to try a turkey leg if they're like, I don't eat meat, bro. Do it. Try the turkey leg down there.
Yeah,
I don't know who does it. You'll be able to spot it somewhere in the food court.
Okay.
And yes, try
a turkey
leg.
I'm excited for ribbon fries, too.
Oh, yeah.
Those are really good.
Funnel cakes.
And the lemonade.
Funnel cakes are good to me, but I'm not a sweets guy. So I'm like, if I'm going to fatten myself up, I'm going to waste it on like big food, like wings and turkey and stuff like that.
Yeah, I hear you on that.
Not messing with sugar like that. No, I'm not doing it. Speaking of great food, Cables, Pub, and Grill. That it doesn't matter what time of year it is. They're going to have the best burgers and pizza, spaghetti. I might go over there this afternoon. I'm actually starting to get, I'm very hungry. So I might stop by. They got their happy hour going on every single day. They've been locally owned and operated since 1972, if you can believe that. Let me give you the deals for tomorrow, too. Saturday's House Margaritas for just $4. Sunday is $3 pints. It's a great place. Great people, too. Sean and I have become pretty good friends over the last couple of years, or last year or so, honestly. So just working with them, trust me, there's a reason they continue to roll. Good times and bad, Cable's Pub and Grill has been here. And it's because great atmosphere, great people running the show, amazing food, just a great strategy. Where friends meet, that's Cable's Pub and Grill. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. We gave away all of our tickets today. However, starting back up on Monday, don't worry, we're going to be reloading it again because I know we have a lot of great concerts and rodeo to give away beginning back on Monday. So if you didn't win tickets from us yet, again, courtesy of Buildings by Design, we have got quite a few days left of giving away tickets. So you're not going to want to, don't tune away from KFKA, whether it's Good Morning NoCo with Brian, Gary, and Tanner Schmidt. That is a fun show. If you haven't heard KFK's newest morning show, my goodness, you're missing out. Clark and the Coach, a preps program. Clark Johnson, Bruce Dick, those guys do a phenomenal job. They'll be giving tickets away as well. And then our weeknight, you know, our weekly stuff. We have the Nerd Show and Nick's Snacks and the Rocky Mountain Country Music Show with Brian Gary. We just have a lot of program. Preps Rewind. Great local stuff here on KFKA that you're not going to get anywhere else. We also have 13 days, 13 teams coming up in August, high school football training camp coverage. I know, we're getting dangerously close to that side of it, too. So I love the station. I love our people here. I love our listeners. Guys, go have a great time watching those Avs tonight. Do they do it? I'm going to say no. I don't think they do it. I'm going to get crap again. I had to pick, though. But they're winning the cup. I've been consistent. They're winning the cup. So maybe they don't. Maybe Tampa Bay survives one more game. But don't worry about it. Enjoy the Stampede if you're going out there. Be good to each other. That'll do it for us. Good night, Northern Colorado.